like music? Do you read books too? Then WGXC and me, local noisemaker and music writer Sal Cataldi, have a show for you. It's called Reading is Fundamental. Every month we interview the authors of the greatest books ever written about music across all genres and eras, from Sly Stone to Coltrane, Black Sabbath to Bach, ambient to easy listening. So make a date to join us the second Wednesday of every month at 10 a.m. for Reading is Fundamental.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Joan E. Hunt of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry. Call us at 551-29.
Make it real good.
No, doing this, guys. No doing this, guys.
Hello. What's good, guys?
Troll.
Welcome back, my friends.
What's up, everyone? You're on air with
the Promise Cool Kids
with a Z.
Today is our last radio show. We're so excited today for everybody listening to us.
Okay. Hi, guys. Welcome to your last show. It's Miss Aisha. So today we're going to switch things up a little bit. You guys have been doing some really awesome interviews. And today, we are turning the interviewers into the interviewees. So Miss Tia and I have a list of questions for you guys that we are going to go through today. What do you think? No? Why are you looking at me nervous, Kimaya? You're scared. I know. We took all the questions off the paper, so you don't know.
That's why there's a big chunk.
That's exactly why there's a big chunk.
God's sake.
Yeah. But first, go ahead. No, Miss Tia.
Miss Tia, I forgot. Everybody say happy birthday to Miss Tia because
yesterday was her birthday. Tia.
Yesterday was her birthday, but we're gonna celebrate it every day.
Period.
Thank you.
We celebrate Miss Tia every day. You guys are so cute.
Guys, that's my second mother.
Oh. So we're gonna start. I think I can speak for Miss Tia and I when I say we are so incredibly proud of you guys. From the moment you started, you guys jumped in head first. Even though you were all a little bit nervous, you guys have come in every Tuesday and produced your own show. You've talked about the guests you want to have. You come up with all your questions, all your topics. You guys have been so supportive of each other, so creative, and we are so proud of all the work that you guys have done to get here to your last show. So I think you guys deserve a round of applause. Okay, so without further ado, you ready to jump in? Why don't you guys talk to us about what your favorite episode was? Yeah, what do you think? Of all the episodes you guys have recorded, which one was your favorite?
Mine was the one that we, like, did with Mrs. Joni, and my second one would be with... My first one is with Miss Joni, and my second one is with Mr. Adolfo. My first one is with my mom, and my second one's with Mr. Adolfo, and my third one's when we got to, my third one is the one where we got to share, like, our dreams and have stories. It was so fun.
My third one was with Miss, the mayor.
Same. That's my fourth one.
My first one was with the chief of police, and my second one was with Miss Joni, but Miss Joni and Mr. Adolfo are tied.
But we love all you guys that we did it with.
Oh, for a second. Okay.
Sign.
Anybody else before we... Kimaya?
Come on, Kimaya. Speak.
I don't know.
You don't know
speak
which one's your favorite?
Probably with Miss Joni and Mr. Adolfo.
Okay.
But we love all you guys, what we did.
Jordan, why was Chief Franklin's interview your favorite, though?
I don't know.
I like the ice cream.
Big back.
Yeah, big bag, Jordan. Right.
But thank everybody for
you too.
But thank everybody that came on our show to support us.
Why are the popular ones Mr. Adolfo and Miss Joni?
It could be because you guys know them like personally and you see them all the time. So it could have felt and Miss Joni's your mom, so that probably felt really different, right?
It wasn't really scary because we know them a lot.
So the other ones, you were a little bit nervous because they were new to you?
Mm-hmm. So I live
with Miss Joni and Mr. Adolfo felt a little bit more comfortable?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, that makes perfect sense.
Literally, okay. I live with her.
So what did you all learn about what it takes to interview people, since we're talking about that?
Like...
Okay, when you're ready.
Like, you have to, like, patient and, like, wait for your turn and stuff, and like a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. What else? Jesus. How about how was it easy for you all? Because you guys come up with your own questions for your guests, right?
Mm-hmm.
How easy was that process, or how difficult was that process for all of you?
It was kind of hard, but sometimes easy depending on who we had to interview.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like when. Mayor, it was kind of hard to think of because like everybody kind of knows.
Oh, because he does a lot of interviews and stuff already, so you didn't know, you didn't want to like repeat questions and stuff that he might have already answered.
Mm-hmm.
Got you. Okay. All right. If you knew that your favorite person was listening to you now on the radio, what would you say?
Thank you for being on the interview.
Just all the people that you interviewed, anyone who like who you love and you know that they're listening to you right now, what would you say to them?
I want to say thank you so much for listening to us every single Friday. Mm-hmm. We love thank you for supporting us and all of that. Shout out to everybody that's listening. Even when the other day Miss Aisha wasn't here because she couldn't make it, she was still listening. Even Tyrell, he's listening. Even Jordan's dad listening.
Everybody.
Same.
Okay, Leah. All right, anybody else? Yanni, were you going to say something? Whenever you're ready, you can take your time. You'll let us know. Go ahead.
Hi, and thank you for listening.
No? Okay, all right. Jace? Huh? What were you saying before? Oh, you said the same thing, Kimaya? Because I saw you reach for the mic, and then you backed up.
I would say thank you for taking your time to listen to us every Friday.
Even when you guys are at work, you guys still listen to us.
That's true. That is very true. Okay, that's really sweet. Our next question is, how do you all think you have gotten better from the day of your first show, or even the first day that we started planning, till today, your very last show?
Getting more comfortable, mm-hmm. like talking into the mic, and like not keeping all our questions, like, it, like, just saying our questions and not keeping them to ourselves, even though we know we want to ask the questions.
Oh, that's okay. I get what you're saying. Being more comfortable with actually getting it out. Yeah. Go ahead, Narayan.
Like, when the mics used to move around, like, now we know, like, how to stop because it would make a lot of noise. You guys could hear it. And all of that.
Yeah.
And, like, getting, like, more closer with everybody and stuff and, like, everything.
Yeah.
I feel like I, like, got in better at, like, going and talking to the mic.
That's
from
true.
Our first show.
I'd agree with that. Awesome. Athena, Adriana, no, Jason, Jair, Junior, what? How do you guys feel like you've gotten better from the first show till today? Okay.
And
you feel like you're just now starting to get used to it? Your last show?
And also, like, at first, the room wasn't really a radio room, but now we got, like, an upgrade, and now
it
it's,
feels
like,
official.
Yes, it feels official.
Okay. All
right. Like, if you guys were in here right now, it was very nice. I'm so happy whoever did this. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you, Miss Joni.
No way she
okay,
did all
the
this.
Goat. She's the goat. I agree. We got two goats here, right?
And Mr. Adolfo, mm-hmm. And thank you, Jen, for, like, helping us.
Yeah, shout,
like,
out to Jen, right? Yeah, Jen's been holding
you.
It down. Mm-hmm. And also,
yeah, me and Miss Aisha put the equipment together.
And
all by ourselves
we didn't
today.
Even give our sound engineer a round of applause to
thank
David.
Thank you, David.
Javen has not wanted to necessarily be on the mics, but he came to learn how to get all the equipment set up and make sure that everyone can hear all of our radio kids. So he's been really good at that. He's come every Friday to make sure, right, you guys have your mics and work with Miss Jen to get you guys set up. So shout out to Javen, part of the team. Good job, Javen.
And only one time he's been on the radio show. The whole season.
That is true. He did have that one day. Yeah.
For all the people that did not come to radio today.
Shout out to them. Say hi, wherever you are.
Yeah, you guys need to come back because today was our last day.
Yeah, that's okay. They had other things to
do.
That's okay. That's perfect.
Season 2.
You guys,
yeah. We still got season 2.
Before we go into our first song break, I have a question for our kids who said that they were going to rap battle. Do we get a rap battle in season 2?
Yeah.
Me. Junior, yeah? Yeah? All right. Y'all are smiling at me. I mean, y'all ready? You just laughing. Junior said yeah. Junior said yeah. Jay said yeah. All right. We getting our rap battle for season 2.
Wait, we already did it.
It's No, you guys were doing your... You rapped about your video games, remember? You told us we was getting a full battle.
I wanna
Oh, you're going to... Oh, Jair said he's going to battle Junior. Oh, and JCon? Oh, you taking on everybody? Okay. Oh, JCon, you ready? No. When you guys come back. All right. So we are going to give you guys a quick break, and we are going to go into our first song. I think, was it Jordan that picked this song? Was that you? Jordan picked this song. We're going to do Saturn by
SZA. By SZA.
SZA.
Suck it. Salsa.
Stay.
That was Saturn by SZA.
Okay. We are going to jump back in with some more questions. You guys ready?
Let's go.
Okay. It's excited. All right. So you guys talked a little bit about, before the song break, building your confidence and feeling more comfortable on the radio. Can you talk to us about what it means to be confident? What does that mean to you when you hear be confident?
Be brave.
Be brave.
Believe in yourself.
Oh, yeah, believe in yourself. What else?
Don't put the mic on me, huh?
I didn't know. You look like you were pondering.
Don't let
thoughts.
Yourself down.
Oh, I love that. Okay. What happened?
Don't be embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed. I love that. Don't, especially when you're trying new things, right? You could be embarrassed, though, when you're being confident, right? What do you say, Naraya?
I think confident means, like, stay strong. Mm-hmm. Like, don't believe, like, what other people say, like, bad stuff, like what Miss Joni said and all the other people said. Like, do what your dream is and, like, don't actually listen to the people that are hating and stuff, because look what Miss Joni is now, and look what people used to say to her. Look at what Miss the mayor is, and yep.
Mm-hmm. And I know that that's something that really stuck with you guys, because you've talked about that a few times since after you interviewed Miss Joni, so I'm glad that those words really sat with you and you guys really kind of took them in. Mm-hmm. Can you guys talk about how you built your confidence to continue doing radio? Because remember after the first show, you guys were all like, we were so nervous. We didn't know what to say. And now you guys get on and you do your thing. How did you get there? What? Go ahead, Jace or Jair.
By practice.
Practicing? Okay, so your practices helped you?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Athena.
For me, nothing.
No? You just came in and you were ready to go?
Yeah. But I was nervous.
Huh?
But I was nervous. I just talked more and more, and then it became better.
Yeah, you were. You just came in and you decided the more that you talked, the more comfortable you got?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Adriana? Because she's a chatterbox. We love a chatterbox, especially on the radio, right? Because that's kind of what it is. So that's okay. That is perfectly okay. You did tell us we were going to get a song this season. What happened to your songs? You weren't ready? Can we put that on for season two, like the rap battle? She doesn't like singing a lot. Oh, okay. A little shy in front of the whole crowd. So will we have to wait to get a special Athena song? Yeah, all right, we'll put it on hold. What about you, Kimaya? How did you work on building your confidence?
Aisha?
I love you.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because you are one of the ones that when you started, do you remember your first day?
Oh, yeah.
You were so nervous. And now you come in and you're smiling and you're ready to go and you're asking your questions.
So?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, talk about it. Good. What?
Okay. How I unbuilt my confidence was, I felt like the more I talked, like the more lines I got, mm-hmm. the more comfortable.
Okay, so again, practice. And all right.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else?
Skibbity toilet.
Oh, gosh. You guys just had to get a skibbity toilet in there, huh? It was coming one way.
I actually have two skibbity toilet toys out.
That's so cool.
Okay. You hate that word?
If you don't listen to the...
I hate that word.
If you don't listen to this radio show, you're not skibbity.
I still don't even know what that means. I don't know if
it's
I'll ever
a
know
guy
what it
in a toilet. It's like his head in a
is
toilet.
Is his name Skibbity?
Yes, in his Skibbity toilet. And like Skibbity dum dum dum. Yes, Skibbity dum dum. Look
and
at
what,
look at Javen.
And what?
If you guys saw Javen right now,
and a cameraman,
he just turned off. He just took off. He just took off the headphones and got so.
What'd you guys do to Javen?
He just does it like brainwashed, so every time we get in the van to go home from promise, then I say all the brainwashed words.
Okay.
And if you also don't listen, uh-huh. you're beta, and you'll...
Oh, these are all your brainwashed words.
He says all this. He says all the brainwashed words. But he literally. Doesn't like me saying them for no reason.
David, are you skibbity?
Yeah, yeah,
David.
David's so skibbity.
If you guys saw
you guys
his expressions right now...
Send Javen to outer space with that. Javen's having a hard time. He's having a hard time with your brain rot words.
Okay, guys. Okay. Next question.
You ready for your next question?
Yes.
What advice would you give other young people who would want to be on the radio or like start a podcast or YouTube or whatever the case? What would you tell them?
It will start as hard for.
Say it again.
It will start hard. Then it will get easier, easier, easier.
Just do it.
Maybe you could do
Don't
it in a million
doubt
years.
Yourself.
What would you tell them?
I said, don't doubt yourself.
Don't. Oh, that was you. I'm sorry. Don't doubt yourself. Okay, Dina, you have anything? What would you tell them?
What was the question again?
What would you tell another kid like your age who might want to go on the radio or start a podcast or YouTube or something? What would you tell them?
Just put your mind to it.
Mm-hmm. I would tell them it's going to have to be a lot of work if you're doing it by yourself. Mm-hmm. But if there's other people, just do it, and it will be very easy. Mm-hmm. But when you're nervous, just start talking more. And that will build up your confidence. Yeah. And when you're ready, you can say something. And when you say that, you should be proud of yourself.
I absolutely love that, because you're 100% correct.
For the kids out there, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you said. To the kids out there that, like, want to be on radio and stuff, just be, it's kind of nervous on the first try because, like, you don't know if you're going to get the words right or something. Like, if you don't know how to spell really good, then, like, it's kind of nervous, too. So, like, before you get on radio, just, like, ask one of your friends or one of the staff that's there to help you spell a word out, and just be brave, be confident, and all that, and like, don't be very scared, because if you do, then it's just gonna make you very nervous, and you're not gonna want to say nothing.
Okay, that's really good advice. Thank you, Nariah.
Because at first, I was very scared.
We have one final question, because I think you guys wanted to play your final song, and yeah. Time's kind of running down, so we'll do this final question and then you guys can introduce your last song, okay?
Yeah.
What do you want adults to know about what it's like to be a kid these days?
So, school is like a prison.
Oh, okay.
It's so like, true.
It's so like, school is so annoying, especially having to do with Mr. Super.
No.
School, especially like in that room where you have to lock the bathroom doors.
School is the worst.
Okay, so is difficult.
All right. Go ahead. Let me clock some tea.
Go ahead, Kimaya.
School's the worst, including someone, but we're not name dropping.
Okay. What else? And, so we got school out the way. We got school. Just what else?
Telling me to clean the dishes, even though I did yesterday.
Okay. So you want them to know that you don't think it's fair you have to clean the dishes twice in a row? All right. Heard.
It's fun when you're at home just playing with your toys or on your device.
All right, love that, Adriana.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dina. Go ahead, Dina.
I really, really don't like school. Mm-hmm. The work that they give you is boring. Okay. I absolutely hate math. Sorry to everybody who likes math,
okay.
But I just absolutely hate it. I'm not good at it.
Practice. So
I can't. I'm just never going to be good at it.
Okay.
Exactly. Never.
All right, so what I'm hearing is school is difficult. We got that out the way.
And,
yeah.
And there's an old hag in the school.
Oh,
and her name
okay.
starts with a C. But I'm not going to say the name.
All right, so we got school. We got school out the way. What else?
What else do you want adults to know besides school stuff?
And I'm in tier two.
And you're in tier two.
For no reason.
It's for extra help.
That's okay.
Anyways.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
What else? Last thing.
Oh my God.
Go ahead, Jordan.
It's good if, like, you're not, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
And you're not doing something that you're not supposed to be or like getting in trouble and stuff like that.
So being a kid is cool and fun as long as you're not getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Justin's
all right, Nariah, you gonna wrap it up? I thought you were about to say something. Okay.
To the parents, we don't need school. We need unlearn homework, whatever it's called, like on a computer. Yep.
Okay.
And also, we don't need to clean. You need to clean or get a maid or something because nobody's cleaning.
Okay.
Third of all, third of all, we're not your maid, so you need to clean yourself.
What if you made a mess, though? Should you have to clean it up yourself?
That's not my problem.
No, if you made the mess, you have to clean it up.
Then get a maid.
Hi, girl.
I clean up every single day.
Yeah.
And next is that you need to stop getting mad at me when I get bad grades.
I have your vote.
I mean, if it's my mess, I'll clean it up.
I got your vote, Mariah.
If it's not my mess, no.
Yeah, my mom tells me to throw things out, and I say, I'm not your maid, but I do it anyway.
Because I don't have a choice.
But it's okay to help out, guys. You should be helping. If it's your space, it should be important to keep it clean.
And next thing is that y'all all need to buy your kids' devices.
Buy your kids' devices. Okay, so.
But you could have, like, time, like, when you get on and get off, like.
If you're broke, then no devices?
No, like you should do a donate. Like, somebody should do, like, a donate and, like, get, like, put iPads on the streets and phones for everybody in the world and, like, computers
that
for work.
Money.
Womp, womp. Apple should donate us.
Oh, Apple should donate it. Okay. Maybe they'll hear this and they will do that.
Oh, my God. Apple, you need to donate this.
All right. So what?
Apple Watch.
All right, so school is difficult. You don't want to have chores, and you want all the kids to have access to devices.
Devices!
That's what is being a kid these days. I think you guys did that. This is your final show. Anything else? Real quick, you got